Missouri and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Jim Ryan. As the death toll mounts in the Middle East, President Biden prepares to discuss the violence with members of the Jewish community in Washington. Here's ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers.
President Biden this afternoon will stop by a roundtable discussion at the White House attended by Jewish community leaders and Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff. The president will deliver remarks that the White House says will focus on his unwavering support for Israel following the Hamas attacks and his work to combat anti-Semitism. The Second Gentleman also delivers remarks. The event comes after the president forcefully condemned the attacks by Hamas, saying on Tuesday,
"The brutality of Hamas, bloodthirstiness brings to mind the worst rampages of ISIS. This is terrorism."
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Gaza has been sealed off as Israeli airstrikes demolish entire neighborhoods. The bombardment is taking place even as men, women, children, and elderly people are being held by Hamas militants. This is ABC News. On the western coast of Mexico, Hurricane Lidia is roaring ashore as a Category 4 storm. 140-mile-an-hour winds. The eye has hit not far from Puerto Vallarta. Hundreds of drugs and medical devices are being recalled by Family Dollar stores.
It's a voluntary recall for dozens of everyday medical and hygiene items. Everything from painkillers to toothpaste in Family Dollar stores across the nation. Company saying it's only out of caution because some of the items weren't stored at proper temperature. If you bought those over-the-counter medical or hygiene products between June and last week, Family Dollar says check their website or call them to return for a refund. So far, no illnesses reported.
That's ABC's Andy Field. And one spot has been claimed in the league championship round in the baseball playoffs. The Texas Rangers remain unbeaten, pulling off their second sweep and eliminating the Orioles. Two more teams, the Diamondbacks and Astros, could advance tonight. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. In a tie vote, the Wisconsin State Supreme Court decided to send a case concerning admissible evidence in sexual assault trials back to the State Court of Appeals. The vote came up 3-3, with newly elected Justice Janet Protasiewicz not participating in arguments or the decision. The case involved the man accused of sexually assaulting his 17-year-old friend after drinking, and the issue involved the inclusion of different sexual assault allegations being admitted as other acts of evidence. One person is dead after a semi-truck rolled over and spilled thousands of gallons of manure last night. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Office, a manure truck rolled over off Highway 25 near the town of Nelson. When authorities arrived, they found the tractor trailer on its side and covered in flames, and after extinguishing the flames, found the 63-year-old driver deceased inside the truck. The truck spilled about 5,000 gallons of manure. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it's New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. If my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Daniels Show, Wednesday morning, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Music from the Kinks on the radio. 38 degrees in Eau Claire right now, 32 degrees at Richland Center. And you know, there was a time not that long ago when Republicans complained quite a bit about government getting into our lives. Why is government messing with our lives? They're always overseeing and regulating and just get the government off my back. Yet, what do we see today? Seems like Republicans are all about getting up in your face with the government, right? You got that guy, that Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama, holding up promotions and assignments, more than 300 promotions for military members, assignments of generals and ambassadorships, including the ambassador to Israel. You've also got the whole abortion issue with Republicans saying that a woman doesn't really need health care, reproductive health care. If you get pregnant, then you got to have that baby no matter the circumstances. Doesn't matter if there's issues with the baby, health issues, or if having that baby could jeopardize your health. Got to have the baby. You're not allowed to get abortions anymore. They are all in our business about marijuana, right? It's here in Wisconsin. We can't get legalization of marijuana passed because Republicans are standing in the way. And what about the whole issue of trans youth? Okay, kids who feel like they have an issue because they don't feel like they're the gender that they were born into is who they really are. Each of these is an individual case, but the Republicans have decided that health care for these kids shouldn't be allowed in Wisconsin and other states too that are controlled by Republicans. And here in Wisconsin, this is kind of coming to a head now. We have the Wisconsin Assembly ready to vote tomorrow on bills that will affect kids in our state, and it could affect them in a harmful way. And again, it's because Republicans are just all up in our business about what's going on in our lives, and they want to control what's going on. I have a story here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that kind of explains things as far as the bill that's coming before the assembly for a vote tomorrow. It says here, Wisconsin Assembly to take up transgender youth bills. This piece written by Jesse Apoyan at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and updated 4 hours ago. It says, Dateline Madison, the state assembly is set to vote on Thursday on bills that would ban gender transition treatment for minors and prohibit transgender women and girls from competing on women's sports teams following party line committee votes this week. The bills are moving quickly. In fact, you could say they've been fast-tracked, so that my guess is that so that the public doesn't really get a whiff of what's going on. It's like, hurry up, let's push these bills through quickly before anybody sees what's going on. The bills are moving quickly, hitting the assembly floor a week after heated public hearings that drew hundreds to the Capitol. They were listed on a proposed assembly calendar released late last week. At the hearings, Republicans argued the bills would ensure competitiveness in women's sports and prevent transgender individuals from regretting medical procedures, though reviews of research find regretting a gender transition is uncommon. Advocates representing the LGBTQ community testified that the proposals would harm transgender and non-binary youth in Wisconsin and worsen the mental health challenges and stigma that they face. In a letter circulated last week, State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underly cited data from the state's 2021 Youth Risk Behavior Survey that found more than half of LGBTQ youth seriously considered attempting suicide, and nearly a quarter attempted to take their own life. And here's a quote. Let's show respect to every single individual in the state. Let's stop interfering with their access to the medical care that they need. That's a quote from Representative Lisa Subek, Democrat from Madison. And she said that before voting against one of the bills in committee. She added, "It's time to stop pretending that politicians know better than physicians and know better than the experts. We don't." End quote. Republican lawmakers reintroduced two bills that would ban transgender girls and women attending publicly funded K through 12 schools, University of Wisconsin system campuses, and state technical colleges from competing in sports designated for women. The same two bills passed the assembly in 2021 on party line votes, but the full Senate never voted on the measures. Here's a quote. "We're not here to traumatize anyone. We're here to create space for everyone." That's Republican Representative Barbara Dittrich of Oconomowoc, an author of the bills, during a hearing last week. She added, "Having worked all those years as a female athlete to get to your top spot and you're unseated by a biological male, there's trauma involved with that too." And one thing we should mention before we go on is the fact that research has shown and statistics bear out that the case of women not getting scholarships because there was because they didn't do as well in a sport because of a transgender athlete, that is virtually not happening at all. Okay, so female athletes have not been affected by transgender athletes in their sport as far as getting scholarships. I'll give you a little bit more of this story from the Journal Sentinel before we have to take a break. Dittrich, the Republican author of the bill, has suggested having schools create co-ed teams to allow trans students to participate in sports. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association opposes the policy, and UW-Madison officials previously warned that the university's teams would be out of compliance with NCAA policies if the legislation is enacted. 17 minutes after 9 o'clock, got to take a break. It'll be a short one, so stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
It's the last bit.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 55 this afternoon under overcast skies, easterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 39 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 53 tomorrow, overcast skies. Upper 40s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning warmer Saturday with highs in the upper 40s, chance for showers continues. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 43.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Everything is beautiful in its own way, like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. And everybody's beautiful in their own way, under God's heaven. There is none so blind as he who will not see. We must not close our minds. We must let our thoughts be free. For every eye that passes by, you know the world gets a little bit older. It's time to realize that beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. And everything is beautiful in its own way, like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. The length of his hair or the color of his skin. Don't worry about what shows from without, but the love that lives within. And we're gonna get it all together now. Everything gonna work out fine. Just take a little time to look on the good side, my friend, and straighten it out in your
everybody sing along. Music from Ray Stevens. Everything is beautiful. Yeah, sing it. 24 minutes after 9 o'clock now on this Wednesday morning. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. 46 degrees in Amory right now and 44 degrees in Hayward. And just before the break, we were discussing the fact that the Wisconsin Assembly is set to vote on three bills tomorrow addressing trans youth in Wisconsin. We mentioned the fact that two of the bills have to do with trans female athletes on women's teams in our state. And then there's a third bill, too. Let me give you this information from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It says here a third bill would bar healthcare providers from conducting or making referrals for certain medical practices to help minors transition. No criminal penalties are outlined in the legislation, but violations would result in a mandatory license revocation. So if you're a doctor and you make a referral or do any kind of a medical practice related to helping a minor transition, then you would lose your license to practice medicine in the state of Wisconsin. Getting back to the story, it says healthcare providers currently require parental consent before gender-affirming care can proceed for children under the age of 18. There are about a dozen organizations registered in opposition to the bill, a coalition of medical groups composed of the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Medical Society, the Wisconsin chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Medical College of Wisconsin, UW Health, and the Wisconsin section of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. They all urged lawmakers to vote against the proposal, saying it would restrict access to gender-affirming care that is safe, effective, and medically necessary. Now, who would you trust? All of those organizations or the Republicans in the assembly to do what's right for these trans kids? Quote, removing the ability for youth and their families to access this affirming care in Wisconsin will negatively impact these young people's well-being, a coalition of healthcare groups wrote in a joint statement. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has pledged to veto measures that put restrictions on LGBTQ individuals in Wisconsin. Republicans all up in our business, always trying to control what we do. Get government out of our business, right? That's what the Republicans used to say. 9:27, let's take a break. You're tuned into your local Civic Media radio station.
With the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. As the death toll mounts in the Middle East, President Biden prepares to discuss the violence with members of the Jewish community in Washington. Here's ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers.
President Biden this afternoon will stop by a roundtable discussion at the White House attended by Jewish community leaders and Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff. The president will deliver remarks that the White House says will focus on his unwavering support for Israel following the Hamas attacks and his work to combat anti-Semitism. The Second Gentleman also delivers remarks. The event comes after the president forcefully condemned the attacks by Hamas, saying on Tuesday,
"The brutality of Hamas, bloodthirstiness, brings to mind the worst rampages of ISIS. This is terrorism."
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Gaza has been sealed off as Israeli airstrikes demolish entire neighborhoods. The bombardment is taking place even as men, women, children, and elderly people are being held by Hamas militants. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa County Board yesterday voted 20-0 to continue the investigation into allegations made against Sheriff Travis Hakes after receiving additional information provided by the sheriff at the hearing. The accusations against Sheriff Hakes include sending inappropriate text messages to a female dispatcher, conducting sales business during work hours, not completing training, not attending meetings, and having a lack of judgment. Sheriff Hakes vowed to fight against the allegations. During his 10-minute statement, the sheriff argued that the text messages that were sent are being taken out of context, and he was simply trying to make a new employee in the office feel welcome. He also released a counter-investigation arguing the claims made by the Chippewa County Board, including exhibits showing his purchase of coffee mugs for the office. Sheriff Hakes also denied that he conducted any outside business during work hours. The county board adjourned the matter to the next regular meeting in November. Members of the county board also called for a third-party investigation. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I am.
authority. It's time you recognize my quality. I said I am that I am, I am, I am.
Peter Tosh, 9:36. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. 43 degrees in La Crosse right now, 35 degrees in Richland Center. And just before the break, we were discussing the three bills that the Assembly is going to vote on tomorrow concerning trans youth in Wisconsin. Two of the bills having to do with trans women and girls participating in women's sports, the other bill having to do with doctors in Wisconsin being able to treat trans youth, and the fact that they could actually lose their license if they provide treatment for transitioning kids. And if you don't know anyone who is going through a transition or went through a transition, if you don't know any trans kids or trans people, then you may wonder what all the fuss is about, right? But these laws that Republicans want to put on the books affect lives, affect individuals, and affect individual lives. And I have a great example of this. There is a story in the Journal Sentinel that was just posted today that gives you a look into what it's like to have to deal with this as a person. The headline from this article says, "Trans kids in Wisconsin face challenges from school policies, legislation, and more. Gender affirmation is essential." So here's how the story begins. It's about the story. It's about a person named Killian. When Killian moved in with his friend's family in 2022, he could not understand why everyone was so nice to him. He didn't get yelled at for making little mistakes. He wasn't made to feel like he wouldn't amount to anything. And Killian, an 18-year-old trans man, wasn't misgendered or deadnamed anymore. And if you're not familiar with that term, deadnamed, it means calling a trans person by their original name. Obviously, if they're transitioning, they're going to take a new name, but some people refuse to honor their new name and won't even honor their transition to the other gender. So it says, Killian, an 18-year-old trans man, wasn't misgendered or deadnamed anymore in his new household. Transgender people and their families spoke to the Journal Sentinel for this story on the condition that only their first names be published out of concern for their safety, another concern for trans kids. It was a huge change for Killian, who for years had felt confused and alone as he tried to understand why he felt, quote, like I didn't fit in my body, end quote. when he'd come out as transgender, his family was not supportive, and he was bullied at school. For a long time, I thought, no, this is wrong. You can't be this. Because I had my mother on my back telling me how wrong I was, Killian said. And at school, people called me slurs, and teachers refused to respect my pronouns and my name. There were security guards who would give me dirty looks when I tried to use the bathroom, end quote. Killian became depressed and eventually began doing drugs and wanted to drop out of school. Sounds like when people do drugs like that, they're often trying to escape their own reality. Back to the story, it says when Killian was 17, a supportive teacher encouraged him to go to the Milwaukee LGBT Community Center. And that's where he met Isaiah, who was 16 at the time and also trans. And his mom, Isaiah's mom, Dre, was supportive of her son's gender identity. And when Killian and his family were evicted in 2022, Dre, the mother of Isaiah, invited Killian to move in with them. Dre, the mother, helped him quit drugs and switch schools so he could graduate early. She also helped him get his name legally changed, after which she hosted a celebration complete with a cake with Killian's name on it. Quote, at the courthouse, after I got my name legally changed, I was hugged by Dre and I just started crying, Killian said. I had waited for so long that it was like I never really expected it to happen. It was just so overwhelming in a good way, and I had people around to celebrate with me, end quote. Killian's journey shows the difference between receiving support and living in a world making rules against that support. Experts say that receiving gender-affirming care, the social, psychological, and medical support that people receive when their gender identity does not match their sex assigned at birth, is crucial in supporting the mental health and bodily autonomy of transgender and gender non-conforming people. And it says here that this reporting is part of our Kids in Crisis series, which is examining students' experiences as they face historically high levels of anxiety, depression, and suicidal ideation. Those numbers are even higher for LGBTQ kids who don't feel support from their families and schools, a situation that has been exacerbated by an anti-trans political climate over the past few years. Gender-affirming care for transgender people, especially minors, has been under fire for the past few years, as dozens of bills have been introduced and several passed in states nationwide, preventing minors from receiving puberty blockers, hormones, and surgeries. In Wisconsin, three Republican state legislators recently introduced a bill that, according to the Legislative Reference Bureau's analysis, would prohibit healthcare providers from medical interventions for people younger than 18 that are done, quote, for the purpose of changing the minor's body to correspond to a sex that is discordant with the minor's biological sex, end quote. This would include a ban on puberty blockers, gender-affirming hormone therapy, and gender-affirming surgeries. Additionally, several school board policies have been enacted that make social transition actions like changing names, pronouns, clothing, and hairstyles to match a person's gender identity more difficult for transgender children. For many trans children who are not accepted by their families, school is a refuge. These policies can make them feel like they're not accepted anywhere. Quote, for so many kids who are trying to figure themselves out, to be told by everyone that they can't be who they are over time, it beats them down, Killian said. You shouldn't have to want to kill yourself because you just want to be who you are. You shouldn't have to want to kill yourself just because you want to be who you are. People are trying to take that away from you, and it's not okay. It's not. Several school districts in southeast Wisconsin, this is the Journal Sentinel that I'm reading, including Waukesha, Muskego, and Arrowhead, have passed policies that require parental permission before a student can use different names or pronouns at school. This goes against recommended school policies championed by GLSEN, an organization that advocates for LGBTQ plus inclusive schools. And it goes against the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, which advised that students' consent be secured before disclosing changes in names or pronouns to parents. Parents might not be supportive, or a child might not be ready to come out at home. School districts such as the Waukesha School District, also Oak Creek Franklin and Kettle Moraine, have also passed policies that prohibit teachers from displaying pride flags in their classrooms or posting safe space stickers that indicate to LGBTQ plus students that their gender and sexuality will be respected. And here's one more quote before we go to a break. When I was in my unsupportive school, I would have to tell every teacher every semester that my name and pronouns were different than what was in their records. There was one teacher who kept dead naming me using my old name, and they wouldn't stop even when I didn't answer to that name. They just marked me absent. I got so upset that I was just shaking. And when you're in a state like that, you can't focus on anything else. 9:46, got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. High at 55 this afternoon under overcast skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 39 tonight, partly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 53 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. Upper 40s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Warmer Saturday with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for showers continues. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 45.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Haul. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65.
Oh, man. No matter how many times I hear that song, it always makes me laugh. That's a great tune from Johnny Cash, One Piece at a Time. Stealing parts from the factory, one piece at a time, trying to put together a Cadillac. That is several different years combined. Anyway, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. We got 9:54 right now and 46 degrees in Eau Claire. It's 45 degrees in Amory. And speaking of cars being put together in factories, you know, there is a lot of attention right now on what's going on in Israel. And that's soaking up a lot of the news time these days. But there are other things going on. The UAW strike is still going on. Auto workers out on strike. And I came across an opinion piece in the Detroit Free Press that I thought I would share with you. Because these are things that we should know. You know, for some reason, a lot of people think that the former president, Donald Trump, is a friend to the working man. I don't know where they got that idea from, other than maybe the words that he says. But as we know, you can't believe the words that come out of his mouth. And I think it's kind of obvious that if you're a union worker, or if you're just part of the middle class or the working class, the Republicans in general and Donald Trump more specifically really don't have much to offer you. They obviously are more concerned with the millionaires, the billionaires, and the corporations. This opinion piece kind of outlines that. I'll give you a little bit of it before we run out of time. The headline in the Detroit Free Press says, "I lead the Michigan AFL-CIO. Trump has never shown up for union workers." And this piece was posted on the day that Trump went to Detroit. You remember that? No, it was a week or week and a half ago or so. And that was the same day that Joe Biden went to Detroit. And Trump showed up at a non-union shop and gave out signs to people in the audience that said, "Union supports Trump," right? And of course, they weren't even union workers. Anyway, this opinion piece says, "When Donald Trump's private jet touches down in Michigan tonight, working people know what to expect from the former president." Excuse me. "Underneath his multimillionaire class status and luxurious private estates, his $100,000 plated Bedminster dinners and Mar-a-Lago golden galas, he'll claim to lend a hand to working people. It's the same lie he told us in 2016 when he first ran for president. But there's a critical difference now. Trump has a record, and that record was nothing short of catastrophic for workers, highlighting an open hostility, especially to union families. He never cared about our jobs or our wages or our pensions and health care or even our safety. Trump just cared about making his rich buddies even richer at our expense. Let's be very clear. He doesn't deserve the labor movement's support or the support of any working class person across this country in 2024. Auto workers are fighting for their lives. And as a third generation member of the United Auto Workers myself, now leading the largest labor federation in Michigan, I find it shameful Trump would attempt to use the strike line to score political points when his record goes against everything the labor movement stands for. As Trump shows up in Detroit, let's remember that showing up is the last thing he did for us as president. He spent the run-up to 2016 talking a big game about how workers were getting screwed, how we needed to turn the tide on exporting jobs and importing products. It was all true. So what happened next? He spent 4 years doing the bidding of billionaires and wealthy companies. Man, we've run out of time for today. Everybody have a great day. Do something nice for someone. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
Keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW-Madison. Greg, tell him what you call him.
I now refer to you as Jane's birder boyfriend.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Whoa!
Now I have competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, God, I am wounded.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan.